Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 46, Special Incidents, Episode 2, Nityananda Prabhu Cheats Lord Chaitanya. Taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 3, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya. Calling all the cowherd boys in confidence and telling a reasonable story, Nityananda Prabhu instructed them as follows. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks you about the path to Vrindavana, please show Lord Chaitanya the path on the bank of the Ganges instead. When the cowherder boys were questioned by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the path to Vrindavan, the boys showed Lord Chaitanya the path on the bank of the Ganges, and Lord Chaitanya went that way in ecstasy. As Lord Chaitanya proceeded along the bank of the Ganges, Sri Nityananda Prabhu requested Acharya Ratna Chandrasekhara Acharya to go immediately to the house of Advaita Acharya. Sri Nityananda Goswami then told Chandrasekhara, I shall take Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the bank of the Ganges at Shantipur, and Advaita Acharya should carefully stay there on the shore with a boat. After that, I shall go to Advaita Acharya's house, and you should go to Navadvip and return with Mother Shachi and all the other devotees. After sending Acharya Ratna to the house of Advaita Acharya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu went before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave notice of his coming. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, and Lord Chaitanya asked where Nityananda Prabhu was going. Nityananda replied that he was going with Lord Chaitanya towards Vrindavan. When Lord Chaitanya asked Nityananda Prabhu how far it was to Vrindavan, Nityananda replied, Well, just see, here is the river Yamuna. Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu near the Ganges, and Lord Chaitanya, in his ecstasy, accepted the river Ganges as the river Yamuna. Lord Chaitanya then said, Oh, what good fortune! Now I have seen the river Yamuna. Thus, thinking the Ganges to be the river Yamuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to offer prayers. Chidananda Bhano Sadananda Suno Pada Prema Patri Drava Brahma Gatri Aganang Lavitri Jagat Shema Datri Pavitri Kriya No Vapur Mitra Putri. O River Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water which gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. O Yamuna, you are the same as the water of the spiritual world, for you can vanquish all of our offenses and sinful reactions occurred in life. O Yamuna, you are the creator of all auspicious things for this world. O daughter of the sun god, kindly purify us by your pious activities. After reciting this mantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances and then took bath in the Ganges. At that time, Lord Chaitanya had on only one piece of underwear, and there was no second garment. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was standing there without a second garment, Sri Advaita Acharya arrived in a boat, bringing with him new underwear and external garments. When Advaita Acharya arrived, he stood before Lord Chaitanya and offered obeisances. After seeing Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya began wondering about the entire situation. Still in his ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya inquired from Advaita Acharya, "Why did you come here? How did you know that I was in Vrindavan?" Then Advaita Acharya disclosed the whole situation, telling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Now it is my great fortune that you have come to the bank of the Ganges. Well, Nityananda has cheated me. Natai has brought me to the bank of the Ganges and told me that it was the Yamuna." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accused Nityananda of cheating him, Srila Advaita Acharya responded, "No, whatever Nityananda Prabhu has told you is not false. You have indeed just now taken your bath in the river Yamuna." Advaita Acharya then explained that at that very spot, the Ganges and Yamuna flow together. On the western side was the Yamuna, and on the eastern side was the Ganges. Recorded August 4, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.